During these days here, we have had 4 or 5 talks on the different aspects of spirituality. Our purpose is to progress on the way. To progress on the way, there are certain things very essential. If they are not there, progress won't be there. First of all is regularity. As you take food daily for body, twice, thrice time a day, similarly you are here for main purpose of giving food to the soul, bread of life, water of life, the capital of which each one of you had it. So first thing is regularity. Regularity will only give you better food if you maintain the diary for self-introspection accurately. Generally we don't care about the maintenance of diary in respect of the self-introspection. The result is not good progress on the way. Sometimes you progress, sometimes you recede. For that you know, as the diary prescribed, to have no ill will for anyone. Even thought, word and deed. Thoughts are very potent. You say somebody will say something against him, what he should do. Blood cannot be washed away by blood. There is water of life required to wash it away. If anybody thinks of you, just for a while, consider calmly whether what he thinks, is there any truth in it? Examine your own self. If there is anything, be thankful for him. You see, either the enemy will tell you something which is not right in you, or sometimes close friend as a matter of counsel and advice, because they have pulled out the party concern. If that is not so, then forgive me, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Pray for them. That's the only way, otherwise this thought will rankle in your mind throughout. You will have no rest. Whenever you sit, that thing will pick up. Second is truthfulness, you know. No acting, posing your mind, your heart, your speech, your brain. Should be unison. Only that is true, where these three things agree. Simply we say something, outer show. Heart thinks something else, brain is thinking of something else. These are the things to be watched very carefully. Nobody can watch you properly, as you can yourself. You know better. If we do anything, we first deceive our own self. Not we deceive our own self, but the God in us. He is there, watching our every action. That He knows in the very tendency we are going. So, this is further comes out. Then comes the chastity of life. So they say, chastity is life, sexuality is death. The more chaste you become, the better. That will pay, you will have blessedness in you. When there is anything wrong, or lies, or acting, posing is done, or we have just acted and posed to show something what we are not, the result is you give a big wall between you and the God within you. That curtain thickens. So always be true to your own self. Don't space yourself. If you want to progress on the spiritual way, it is of most necessity. And when the spiritual comes up, we are all of the same essence as that of God. We are the absolution of all consciousness. We are all brothers and sisters in God. No high, no low, according to the reaction of the past. We have our own positions in life. Some difficulties in life. That's another thing. But all the same, God has given us equal privilege. As physical body, as soul, as worshipper of the same power which controls all creation and controls us in the world. So man is one who lives for others. If our hearts are true, truth is above all, and true living is still above truth. If there is light in the bulb, and bulb is besmeared with black dots, how many times will that? Light is within you. Take heed that the light within you is not darkness. It is you have to watch. Nobody else can watch it for you. And if there is a thing may come to somebody's notice, he might point it to you out of enmity to defend you, or out of hearty love for him, so that your brother may not be misled. So these are the things most matter. Well, let money is lost, nothing is lost. If health is lost, something is lost. And if character is lost, everything. As I told you, regularity, but these are the helping factors to have success in your spiritual life. These are no new things I'm putting before you, if you are one of you, know better. You have to give a talk, I think you more, speak more intelligently, more vehemently. You go back to the world and all the force at your command. But the only thing is we should be true to our own self. Everybody knows, if a man has a lamp in his hand and falls from the pit, what to do? Progress. That power is within you, always watching your every action. Be true to yourself. That's the only fair opportunity which you stand forever. If you take one step that way, 100 steps will come up. Otherwise, our failures in life, after how long you consider them? You consider not to the one within you see? He puts a thick curtain between you and him. So that is why it prayers has come, you see. O God, we are thankful to you that you have kept this secret from the worldly wise and given to the babes. What does it mean? To be innocent. Innocent life. Innocent life and nothing of any of these failures and desires. So I wish all progress, you see. That God power, Christ power, Guru power is in you, sometimes speak to the human power to guide you. Because we do not listen to the dictates given by him inside. He gives once, twice, thrice, you don't listen to his talk. That you may call the voice of conscience. If you are true to your own self, you are not to be afraid of him, God, I would say. You are true to your God within you. God does not exist in heaven. He is permeating all creation, controlling all creation and controlling you in the body. He is the nearest to you than your hands and feet. So keep your diary strictly. Don't spare yourself. If anything comes to you, you need to beat out, please. Otherwise, how far? You have got pain in the stomach, and how far you be acting for you? If you have taken fire, how far you keep quiet and acting for you? You cry. This is the most necessary factor which is going to help your progress on the way. God within you is watching everything. He is watching the very tendency our mind is going. So in few words, I believe you know each one of you better than what I have told to you, that you know already. These are no new things I am telling you. But the only thing is we are not true to our own self. Mouth should speak what is in our heart. Brain should think what we have got in our heart. We have progressed in head, I mean, say, not in the heart. That's the whole trouble. Brain thinks it becomes selfish, hearted. Narrow-mindedness becomes boss, want to control everybody. He will even would like to surpass everybody at the sacrifice of all others. This is where you find the troubles going on in the world today. The reason is why they are not their heart with them, you see. If your brain thinks and your heart, does it agree with you? I don't think. If you think to kill somebody, would your heart say yes, do it? No. So, heart in the feet of the soul, how God will in you. Progress by head, but let the heart be with you. Then you will save many things. All atrocities, all these things come before you in the world today, this length. All this has come up, why? Because we have progress only in head, not by head, not. If those two have gone together, do you think the shooting will go on? So moreover, you are true to your own self, you see, remain where you are. These are schools of thought. The basic teachings for all is the same. God has created you with equal privileges. You've got body, soul, and controlling power. All are equal. So we have joined different schools of thought to just realize that unity that the Lord exists. If we are stuck to the boundaries which are meant to give you development, progress, you do not come up to understand this just principle for which God made man and also all these schools of thought came to be, then there is conflict. There will be cleverness, so many things. So that I will be with you, always watching your every action. If you are true to Him, you are true to God. Be regular, this is bread of life, water of life. If your soul becomes strong, your heart is strong, that will be able to carry in the broken carriage. Difficulty is your body or stronger intellect is strong, and especially we are little, very feeble, very frail. This is all I can place before you, to the best as it comes to me now. I have not thought over it before talking, but this is what is needed. Be regular in your meditation, that's the breath of life. You should develop all around. You should develop physically, intellectually, and you should also develop spiritually. Thy is blessed in man. Remain in contact physically too, through correspondence. And your death will be when you send your diaries, true diaries. What I mean to say true diaries, that truly interprets what your thinking, mind, world and deed. What are doing and thinking in my head, in thought, word and deed. Sometimes you see, diary is almost blank. And the result is given, I am putting in 2 hours, such and such and no problem. What should I believe? You can deceive outside people, not to the one within you, already watching you. If your diary is all right and you are putting regular time, accurately, there is no reason why you should not progress. The master power works. That's the Holy Ghost, you know, that works from time to time to guide you back. Listen to His voice. And remain in contact, that's all. We have been having meditation hours. And I hope each one of you must have felt better. If you go on like that with due respect to your self-introspection and weeding out all failures, under these heads that I have put before you, how do you walk entirely? God will help you more from day to day. So as I told you in my talk, every saint has its part and every mission its future. There's hope for everybody. Don't be disheartened. You have some power to help you. Hold your head. Those who have been initiated the way, special. You are not all alone. Listen to it. The world within you, and so long as you are not conscious contact with that power, remain in contact outside physical. I think what I am telling you must be appealing to you, each one of you. I am just talking to you from the level of man, as a man to man. So simple life and high thinking is what we want. A loving heart. No high, no low. He is most beautiful who has got the light of God refulgent in him. That house looks very beautiful in which electric bulbs are giving light. If there is no bulb there, in the most magnificent house looks all dark. So this is what is required. I think we should take these into heart and live up to them. God will help you. For my wishes will all be here, there, anywhere. Because the astral form of the Master is with you always. And until, as I told you, you contact him consciously, face to face, within guidance from outside, that power working in the human soul is necessary. I think this is the gist of all direction that can be given. So, minimum time is given to you at 2 hours. At least, this is binding. You can do more than Arnold Schlegel. I remember in 1912, I had a Mormon professor. You see, men of the same view, they are loved. He would meet me, I would also go to meet him. This is question 1912, I'm talking 6 years back. He had put on no admission without the permission in the house. So I had free, I was free to go to him. Sometimes he went to him, he would say prayers in his own moment and pray, sing prayer. In prayer you see 5 times they sit, bow down and then stand. And that is the general rule. When you went, you used to say prayer for hours, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 5 hours. I once asked him, my dear friend, prayers are, have only 5 sittings, and you go on for hours. He says 5 sittings are binding. Puja Mahamaya. And this I do to earn his will and pleasure. So to put in 2 hours, I think tight is a binding on each one of you, and if you do more, it will earn his pleasure. This is your work, you have to do it. A man, love is bad, of course. A man is sick. He wants any time to grab money, day or night. You are really after your spiritual progress. Snatch your time any time you can. If it is this, where there is a will, there is a way. We have no will. That is why we are not able to do full justice to God. And man body is the highest in all creation, and this is the golden opportunity we have got, in which we can do this. Nobody else will do for you. And you have to go. Last night I was telling people come in their lectures and this and that saying, I have been talking to you, I'm just alone. And five types, main purpose was, this is a golden opportunity, make the best of it. What is meditation, what is spirituality, what is the master who can guide you, what he gives. God, where is God, how can you find it? All these things went out. From commencement to the end, we are talking on our word death, the name of which we do not like again. But with all that we have to pass through. That's in no one where we have to leave the body. And generally you find anywhere they don't give you talk. So my best wishes are with you. That's what I get said. That power is within you. What you do, your every tendency, every thought, and extending all feasible help and protection without asking for it. So it is a great blessing to have somebody living on earth like us to guide us. You're all dear to me. Why? Because you have been put on the path. As such, we're all brothers and sisters, real relatives. This is such a relation which cannot be broken up to death. How fortunate you are. You do care. To do so, that's all I can. This is the sum total of all teachings in the world. If you will live by them, you will progress even more than me. I pray you all become on that note. But we should be sincere in the world. Thought and deed. Now, as I am going to lay, all of you who have come from outside should have their own way back if they like. Those who would like to go further, if they can well afford it, their circumstances now have no objection. But there, perhaps you will have to make your own arrangements. What are possible, those people also will do, but don't go totally dependent on them. You follow my point now? Be regular in your matrix. No ill will for anybody. Be truthful. Be great of thought. And love for all. You are not born to live for your own sense. You are man. Man is one who lives for others, not for his own self only. And be regular in devoting your time to come in contact with all consciousness within you, which is controlling all creation and permeating all things. Remain in any social body like that. The purpose of all that is to reach God. Purpose of marriage is also to have a companion, to help each other, to know God. That will give you permanent joy and peace. With these words, I think, this is the best of the meditations, you think? Consider these points what I have placed before you. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, take to your heart and live up to them. Your face will be shining glory if you live up to them. Your eyes will be open, bright, You may sit for meditation for 10 minutes. Close your eyes, say to God, He may help you.